Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing today? As you can see, the title is Walking Out of Your Past. I get a lot of questions about how I walked out of my past, how I got out of my past, and I come to find out a lot of people try to keep you in your past. They try to keep you in that old place. And I was sitting there like 20 minutes ago, just sitting here listening to God, you know, talk to me about my past and what my past represented, and the fear. Some people fear what your destiny looks like. So they talk about the past. If they're hurt, they talk about the past because they're trying to keep you in the past, trying to keep you in a hurt place. But I come to encourage you that you can walk out of your past. You can walk out of past. You won't forget your past. You know, I don't need anybody to help me to rehearse my past. That's one thing my wife really, you know, stopped doing a very long time ago. And I'm sure God, you know, had her to do it or whatever, but she wasn't rehearsing my past. She wasn't literally bringing my past up all the time. Now, now that I bring my past up, it's something that I'm trying to get delivered from, a curse, something that was hidden, something that I didn't see, that something that I didn't know. Is bringing it up, but it's not a bring it up so I can make you rehearse it to get back at you, retaliation or backlash. Some people, you know, that's all they remember. You know, they remember when you used to do this. They remember when you used to do that. But when they look at what you do, where you are now, is the conversation different? Is the conversation, oh my God, I'm so thankful that you've come out of your past. I'm thankful that you've come out of this, you know, out of this situation, because in 1 Thessalonians 5:7 says, therefore, encourage and comfort one another and build one another up. How often is it being built up? I was in a place where I knew my situation. I knew the things that I've done. I knew the hurt that I've caused. And, you know, trying to come out of the things, and it's people that are feeling like they're trapped in their past because everywhere they go, nobody will allow them to come out of their past. So they can never, ever get into a place of becoming new, becoming a new creature. I mean, they can push so hard to be in Christ, and the things around them keep pulling them back to the place of defeat. It's like, you're never coming out. How can I walk out of my past? If you're constantly talking about my past, you're constantly pulling me back in my past. And so if you're that person that is constantly rehearsing the past, constantly, you know, rehearsing the hurt, and so it's really like being vindictive. It's being retaliating, trying to get back, because you're not going to allow that person to grow, because the place of growth and the place of maturity, it comes when you're able to literally just like forgive, because if you can't forgive, you'll constantly bring back the past. And so I came on just to say, you know, walking out of your past, and the person that has to walk out of your past, it ain't easy. This is not easy. This is not, okay, I'm going to walk out today and then everything is going to be hunky dory. No, it's not. It's not. It's things that you have to do. You have to get over the hurt. You have to get over your old lifestyle. It says when you become, in 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, that he is engrafted and joined to him by faith, and in him also Savior, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things have passed away, and behold, the new things have come. Listen, I'm in trying to be in a place of the new things. My mind stays on the new things. My mind stay on the promises of God. My mind stays on that as long as I abide in Christ and Christ abides in me, then every day I become new. There's new things. Old things are being stripped away, and I don't need anybody to bring back my old things, to put me back in an old place, to put me back in an old box. I don't need that. And I'm sure that the person that's in the situation that is trying to walk out of their past really doesn't need it anyway. They need more encouragement. They need more building up. They need more prayers. They need more edifying words, things that's going to help them to not think negative, because you can easily fall into a negative place. Because it seems like it's hopeless. It seems like it's a long road. And most people don't really want to walk that long road, because that means you have to walk back through your past. That means you have to walk back through your hurt. That means you have to walk back through everything that you have done to someone else or to other people. That means you have to walk back through it. That means you have to go back and ask for forgiveness. That means you have to go back and ask God for forgiveness, and then forgive yourself that you're able to walk back, and then start seeing the things that are holding you back. Because if you can't walk out your past, then you definitely ain't going to be able to walk into your future, because your past is going to be like, they're going to be like cement. You're going to be sitting in a cement with cement shoes on, and you can't move. You want to, but you can't move. But now you need someone to help you. You need someone that's going to pray with you. You need someone that's going to encourage you when depression kicks in, when you feel like you can't move, and depression is kicking in, anxiety is kicking in, and worrying is kicking in. And now you're sitting here and you're thinking about these suicidal thoughts because you're still stuck in the past and feeling like you can't never reach your future. And then God showed you your future. But God shows you your future, and he's not a man that he shall lie. If he's showing you your future, that means you have an opportunity to actually reach your future, reach your destiny, reach your purpose. But God sends people, and I pray that if God sends you, you one of these people that God sends you, that you're not rehearsing that person's past, because you rehearsing that person's past only brings them back into a dark place. I'm not telling you something that somebody had to tell me. I keep telling y'all, this is something that I had to live with. I have to live with this thing. And this is one of these things that, you know, don't be an agent of the enemy to cause a person to fall back, to cause a person to backslide, to cause a person. Because if you're dealing with hurt, hurt people hurt people. So if you're dealing with hurt, And this person has come back and says, please forgive me. I'm trying to walk this walk. I'm trying to walk out of my past. But you're still dealing with a hurt. Then when you open your mouth and come out with hurt, it automatically takes them all the way back to zero. It takes them back to the old things have never. It doesn't seem like the old things have passed away. It's the new things. The new things should be coming forth. And so it should be a new sound. It should be a new conversation. It should be a new feeling, because we have to give all of our feelings, give all of our emotions, give all of our hurt, give all of our trauma. You got to give it to God. You can't give it to the person that's already hurt. You can't give it to the person that actually hurt you, because they can't do anything with it. They already feeling shameful, hurt, embarrassed, and all the above, because they actually did it. Nobody's getting away with anything. Everybody's going to be held for things that are accountable that you do in this body. So everybody always saying, well, you know, I feel like they're getting away with it. No one's getting away with anything. We're going to be held accountable for what we do in our body. And if we don't come out of our past and we don't become a new creature, then we'll be stuck in a place that we'll have to reap what we sow. We do. You reap what you sow. It's biblical. And so I had to reap a whole lot. And I'm sure that there's other things that are coming that I have to deal with. I just have to deal with it. But I'm more prepared to deal with things better than I was before, because when things would come up, because I was still in my past, I was dealing with the things of my past, and the things of my past, I really hadn't got to a place where my mind is being renewed and I'm walking in the newness. I was still walking and straddling the fence because I didn't know if I could really do it. If you get into a place, man, when you think you can do it, and then something happens or someone says something and it makes you fall backwards, You know, I'm just being real. That is a hard place. You know, we say, you know, we hear all the time how you don't know how much I hurt me or she hurt me or the things that she's done to me or this and that and this and that. Listen, have you ever considered what that person is dealing with? I mean, like really dealing with, because God is trying to help them. But until they get into a place where they can actually hear and see, but they need help. And most people don't want, you know, I'm not saying most, but I didn't want help. And so I stayed in that place. I stayed in my past. But when I was able to receive these prayers, when I felt these prayers that was prayed over me, when I heard these encouraging words, it gave me strength. It gave me strength. You know, when you're sitting there and I'm a football coach, when you sit there and you motivate and you push and you pump your team up and you get them, I mean, they say we get it hype, and you get them hype, and all of a sudden they feel like they can run through a wall. They can be defeated. They can do all things. They ain't even saying that I can do all things who Christ through strengthens me. They're not saying that in a football game. They just feeling like they got enough ability to go through and demolish anything in front of them. And that was one of the scriptures. I mean, I'm like, listen, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God, I need your strength today. I need your strength to walk this walk. I need your strength to walk out of my past, because I can't walk out of my past on my own, because I'll look at the things that are ahead of me and I'm saying, oh my God, I can't do that. You know how much hurt I've caused. You know how much damage I've caused. You know how much all of these things that I've done. So now it's like, okay, wow. Here I go, God. Here I go. I surrender. That was my first place. What do I recommend? Surrendering. And sometimes it's hard to surrender. You don't even know if you surrendering or not. Your mouth say you surrendering, but your past keeps you in a place where you're still depending on yourself. You're still depending on your own intellect. You're still depending on your own wisdom. I mean, it's not godly wisdom. It's not godly understanding. It's not anything godly. But you're still trying to walk out of your past and people keep you bound to your past. People. So if you're that person, I keep saying it. If you're that person, please release them from their past. Release them so that they can actually walk in something new. They want to walk in something new, but they got to be released. Your words, you keep them bound in the past. Your words can release them into their future. Your words can speak life into them. Your words can encourage them to walk out of a dark place. Your words can be light to them. Because if you're speaking life and they're living in death, you start speaking life to them, that they'll feel like, wow, it's like a life support system. You know, you keep pumping life. You keep pumping life. It doesn't matter how long the season is that you got to keep doing it, but you keep doing it until you see it. You keep doing it. If that's your son, you're going to just allow your son to be who he is or be what he's going to do whatever it is that he want to do. Will you allow that? No, you will speak life into your son. You will encourage your son. You will fight for your son. But that's the same thing God did for us. He sent his only begotten son to pay the price for my sin. So that's the thing that I keep on the forefront of my mind. If I'm talking about I'm going to walk like Jesus, be like Jesus, speak like Jesus, then he gave me an example of how to do it. And so I had to change my perspective. I had to change the way I was speaking. I had to change what I was seeing. I had to change what I was hearing. I used to hear my wife talk, man, and she would say one thing, but I hear something totally different. My perspective was never to hear her perspective. It was always to hear my perspective. So I had to be delivered from some things because I'm coming out of my past. I had to be delivered from pride. I had to be delivered from ego. I had to be delivered from depression, anxiety, suicide, worry, molestation, pornography, lust and perversion, generational curses, bloodline curses. Man, it's like sitting there like the demoniac of the mare, just sitting there in a cave, just wanting to cut yourself, wanting to kill yourself. But let me tell you something. But when you have that true encounter with God, when you have that true encounter with Jesus Christ that came and saved him, that's just stood there and spoke to him and saved him. And then all of the people, here we go. All of those people, you go read that story. All of those people that used to see him sitting in the cave, they was cool with that. As long as he was out there in that cave, he was away from them and he was bound and chained up, he was okay. They was all right with that. But as soon as they walked and they came in and they saw him clothed and in his right mind. This is that new thing. This is the new thing. The old thing was him being in the cave. And that was me. The old thing was being in that dark place. The old thing was being in there. But here I go. When I got my real encounter with Jesus Christ, when my wife did what she had to do, because she was the physical light. She was that light that I had to see every single day. It was the things that she was speaking over me in the natural and my, and following, you know, and asking God. She was like that. She was like giving the God permission to get in, because we're as one. We're one. And so is she asking God to get permission to come inside of me, to invade my mind, to invade my heart, to invade me. I mean, listen, I don't know what all her prayers was that she was praying. But all I know is that I started feeling them at some point and at some time. And then when I came home, I understood when I heard her pray. Like when I told my wife just about 30 minutes ago to an hour, I love to hear my wife pray, because I understand the power of her prayers. I understand the power of her interceding for me. I understand that. And I just shedded tears, because you don't understand what the devil tries to do to a person that was bound and sitting in a dark place for so long. For so long. So long. So yes, you can walk out of your past. Yes, you can walk out of death and destruction. Yes, you can walk out of depression. Yes, you can. There's scriptures. There's medicine that you take. I'm talking about scripture. Scripture is like the medicine. You start taking the medicine every day. You start taking the prescription every day. I'm telling you, as it gets into your spirit, as it gets into your soul, it changes things. And as the thing starts changing, you become new again. I'm talking about your life start reviving. You start talking about things that used to be dead coming alive. You start talking about the things that you could not see, you able to see. The things that you could not hear, you able to hear. The things that you, places you couldn't go, now you able to go, because you are become a new creature. Because God has invaded you. Jesus has invaded you. He has become part of you. He is living in you and you are living in him. The steps that you are orchestrated are by God. And so no longer are you bound in one spot. No longer are you bound in a place of hurt. Staying in hurt. You hear me tell you something? The enemy is going to keep you in hurt. The enemy will keep you. I'm telling you, if your past was like victim, hurt, trauma, depression, suicide. Listen, that's where the enemy tries to keep you. And he'll use anybody and anything to keep you in your past. He knows what your destiny looks like. He's already peeked into your future. He knows what that looks like. So he's going to do everything he can to shut it down. Everything he can to shut it. That's why he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's why he comes to, as soon as a word come to you, a positive word comes to you, then he try to come and steal it. If the word of God, somebody speak a word of God over you, he'll try to come and steal it. And he'll use anybody to try to steal your joy, steal your peace, steal your happiness. I'm talking about peace of mind. Because I'm telling you, I was double-minded. And that's my past. Being double-minded, that means I was unstable in all of my ways. Every way that I could imagine, I wasn't stable. That's part of my past. But when I became new, I got balance. I start understanding balance. Do I have balance all of it? No. I work on my balance. I work on my fears. I work on the things, my weaknesses. I work on them. Do I get it right all the time? No. But I work on them. I work on them. I ain't going to let my past. I ain't going to let nobody look at me and say, oh, boy, I remember your past. Man, I don't care nothing about my past. My past was my past. I understand my past. My past is my testimony. I got you. My past is my testimony. It ain't my future. It's my testimony. It's how I came out, bro. It's not where I'm staying. It's where I came out. And as I come out, I plan on bringing others out. So now, just because I had to go through it, now I'm going to make the devil pay, and I'm going to pull everybody else that's going through it out too. Now what? Now what, enemy? Now, don't be used. Don't be played by the enemy to cause a spouse, to cause a child, to cause, you know, a friend to stay in their past. Don't rehearse their past. I'm telling you, they know their past better than you know it. I'm telling you, They know their past better than you know it. So you don't really need to rehearse it over. You don't really need to rehearse the things that they have done to you or said to you. They know what they've said. They know what they're done. They don't need you to rehearse it. They need you to speak something opposite. They need to see something different. And that's the lifestyle that me and my wife have to live now. We got to show something different to each other. I mean, to each other every single day. Let me tell you something. Now, I ain't saying I'm sitting here being perfect, because I have some faults and I work on them. Those are my weaknesses. I work on them. I'm not afraid of them anymore. I'm not saying, oh, that's just the way I am. That's what I used to say. Oh, man. Yvette, that's too much. You're doing too much. But that's not. I understand who she is now. For a long time, I didn't understand the gift that God has given her and what she used to do, what she sees and what she feels. I didn't understand that. Now I understand it more than I can even imagine what she's dealing with. And so walking out of your past, I'm talking about walking out my deliverance, man. I'm talking about walking out from pornography, walking out from masturbation, walking out from lying, walking out from destruction, walking out from death, walking out from suicidal thoughts, walking out from anxiety. Walking this thing out. I don't know what you got to walk out of. I don't know what you're walking out of. You might be walking out of a dead marriage. You might the same thing that you thought was dead, God was trying to tell you to change your mindset, to change the way you speak on something, to change the way you look at something. And all of a sudden things start changing. All of a sudden the words of love start coming back. Once words of endearment start being spoken, man, listen, man, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. You can't even think what God can do. You can't even imagine what God's trying to do. He is trying to do something, but we are in the way. We are blocking it. We are blocking it. My wife did a message. Get your B-U-T out the way. Everybody always put a but. You don't know what he said, but you don't know what happened, but you don't know what the past looked like, but. Man, remove the but out of the way and stop negating what God wants to do. God is trying to do something that's far more impressive and far more sustainable than what you can even imagine. Your life doesn't even belong to you. So if your life doesn't even belong to you, and I had to come to that, Gerald, your life don't even belong to you, but you steadily trying to run it your way. You're going to be stuck in this past if you don't change your ways. You don't change your mindset. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, my wife started praying something different. My wife sends me this email that tells me who I am, because I had forgot who I was. The enemy will try to make you think that your past is who you are. Come on now. He tried to keep you in that place with make you think that this is who you are. It's not who you are. You better check out. You better ask God who you are. Know your identity. Know who you are in Christ. Know who you are in Christ. Know who you are in Christ. Somebody needs to know who you are in Christ. God is trying to awaken the ones that have been asleep, the ones that feel like they can't get out, that they can't get past the past, that they can't walk out of their past. I'm telling you, you can walk out of your past. Your past is your testimony. Your past is your testimony. You'll be amazed, because I'm amazed at what God brought me out of, that he actually made it a ministry. He actually made us have a ministry out of the pain and misery that I caused, that I did, that we had to go through for so long. You know, what my wife had to go through. She didn't know why she was doing what she was doing. She ain't have no group. She ain't have nobody, you know, telling her, you know, do this and pray this and hold on to this. She ain't have anybody doing that. I thank my wife for that. She ain't have nobody. Nobody. I don't need that. No. Her, God, and Holy Spirit was actually walking this thing out. Now, she asked a couple for accountability for her being to actually make sure she does it. And that's what she did. But as in having a group or, you know, all these groups that they out there now, that somebody gonna, oh, gonna tell you that. And no, she ain't have that. It was the Holy Spirit. And so people don't understand when she says what she said, because she didn't have no group. She didn't have nobody telling her, you know, about this kind of marriage, or do it this way, or do it that way. Man, this thing was all Holy Spirit led. So only she, when you ever ask her, you know, how did you do it? She gonna say, man, what did God say to? What was God's instructions? If you ain't leading God, if you ain't following God's instruction, then you, the instructions that I'm gonna give you is only gonna line up with what God wants. Cause I only understand is what God wants. And that was the place that helped me, because she was stout. She was walking out the forgive 70 times seven. And the place that I needed to be able to feel secure was being able to open my mouth and say something and tell her my worst fears, to tell her when I was struggling with pornography, to be honest with the things that was affecting my mind, that was affecting my ears, that was affecting my view, that was my eyesight, that was affecting my soul, that was affecting my day-to-day walk. I was able to open up because I saw something different. I heard something different. I heard what God was saying. I heard what God was doing. I seen what God was doing. I seen what God was doing personally and at hand, because I saw her doing it. And then she was that living epistle. She was that living example of how to walk this thing out. Because I've heard people, I've heard the stories of who I was and what I was, and you need to go ahead and let that thing go and let him go and blah, 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 blah. All of that stuff, man. I heard all of that stuff. And you think that now that doesn't hurt me, because I understand. I understand. It's people. People are people. I get it. But I understood my wife, what my wife did. I understood what my wife stood for. I understood, because if she didn't stand, I wouldn't be in this spot right now. If she didn't do what God said do, I wouldn't be sitting in this spot right now. She wasn't just standing. She was putting in some work. She had to work on her feelings. She had to work on her emotions. She had to work on her words. She had to work on her facial expressions. She had to work on her demeanor. She had to work on a whole lot. And being a person of her stature, being a person that runs schools, a person that has degrees, a person that understand leadership and ministry, you know, that wasn't an easy place. But I used to think it was so easy for her, but it wasn't easy. The more I sat back and I looked, so my wife had to walk out of her past. She had to walk out her past too. She had to walk out of those things that she thought was that was and knew that was okay. It wasn't sin, but it was a mindset that God wanted her to have, because she always desired God's perfect will. And if you're desiring God's perfect will, there's things that you got to walk out. There's things that you got to let go. There's things that you can't just say. There's things that you just can't do. There's things that you just can't be around. It's just things. I'm sorry. It's a different lifestyle. And that's the lifestyle that God is trying to bring forth now. It's time out for that I'ma look like the world, and I'ma sound like something different. That ain't gonna work. Just not gonna work. You ain't gonna lip service God. You ain't gonna pimp God. You ain't gonna trick God. You can't do any of that stuff. I'm just being real. It's not gonna happen. So as a person that's walking out their past, listen, you can walk out your past. You can walk out your past. Surrender. First place is just to surrender. And let me tell you something. God got a funny way of getting you to that place of surrender. When everything goes and you don't have anything, and I just pray it don't take you to get to that place that God strips you of everything. God just moves everything from around you, and you just sitting there, you know, broke, busted, and disgusted, and you don't have anything. And that's where God has to get you to, for you to say, I surrender. God, all right, do whatever it is that you want to do. And I'm like, okay, God, here I am. I surrender. I quit. I'm done, man. I'm tired of running. I'm tired of doing it my way. Just whatever you want me to do. And he said, turn around and walk back. And I'm looking like, wow. I mean, you want me to go back through all of that stuff that I did already, all of the hurt, all of the pain, all of that stuff? He said, yeah, but don't you want to walk out of your past? Yes, I want to walk out of my past. So then that means you got to walk towards your future. So walking towards your future is the same place that you had to, that same stuff that you walked through, that you walked through to get to where you were, you got to walk back through. And now, but you're going to walk back through with something different. Every time you take a step, you're walking into something new. You're walking into a new step. So that means you get new safety. You get new wisdom. You get new understanding. You get new, ammunition to fight. You walking out of depression. You're walking because it was like different layers. Every time I walk and I get a little further, I was walking out of depression. No longer was I depressed. But then I was walking, you know, I had to walk a long time to walk out of pornography, a long time to walk out of lust and perversion. It was a long walk. It was a long process. It was a long walking out of alcohol. The walk wasn't that long because I came out of it faster. But some of these things that I was dealing with for a long period of time, it was a longer walk, and it was about being consistent. Hey, y'all be blessed, man. Y'all have a great day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.